When homophobia, cissexism, transphobia, and sexism interact. This piece aligns with our intersectionality ebook, a practical guide to creating an inclusive workplace, researched and written by the Shape Talent team, January 2025. As gay people, we've always seen the world as a place that may or may not like us, depending on where we're at, and we kind of tiptoe into equality. We want to make sure that each step forward, that we're not putting ourselves in harm's way, that we're not going to be discriminated against or whatnot because we don't trust the structures that are there. From the three barriers to progression, LGBTQ plus edition, from Shape Talent. Although there has been increased awareness around inclusion of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex and asexual persons in recent years, LGBTQIA+ employees still face barriers that are shaped by the cultural systems of heteronormativity and prejudice, like cissexism and transphobia, which, like patriarchy, maintain power imbalances through both overt and subtle ways. Heteronormativity refers to the cultural belief that heterosexuality is the default and superior sexual orientation. This cultural value system assumes that heterosexual relationships are normal and natural, positioning other sexual orientations as deviant or inferior. Similarly, cissexism involves the privileging of cisgender identities, those whose gender aligns with the sex they were assigned at birth, over transgender identities, which is seen as less legitimate. Both systems are deeply entrenched in societal norms and organisational practices, from policies and recruitment processes to interpersonal interactions. These biases are not only harmful to LGBTQIA+ employees, but also limit the organisation's ability to create a truly inclusive environment. Moreover, these embedded value systems may force LGBTQIA+ individuals to self-police, for example, not disclosing their sexual or gender identities. Fear of discrimination and unequal treatment in the workplace further prevents LGBTQIA+ workers from being open about their gender identity. In fact, over a quarter of LGBTQIA+ people surveyed globally cited concerns about their personal safety as a reason for not coming out at work. Additionally, and alarmingly, 75% of LGBTQIA+ employees have hidden their identity at work at least once, while transgender individuals are often excluded from workplace gender identity discussions. And startlingly, 4 in 10, 40% LGBTQIA+ employees aged 18 to 25 feel compelled to go back into the closet when they start their first job. This has implications on career progression and workplace satisfaction. Employees who remain closeted often feel more isolated in the workplace than their openly gay colleagues. The intersection of patriarchy, heteronormativity, and cissexism creates interlocking forms of discrimination for LGBTQIA+ employees. Interpersonal discrimination, such as homophobic, biphobic, and transphobic harassment from colleagues, managers and customers, is a common challenge for LGBTQIA+ employees. Discrimination based on sexual orientation in recruitment is further interlocked with and compounded by gendered perceptions of masculinity and femininity. Gay men often face more discrimination than heterosexual men in traditionally masculine professions, whereas lesbian women face greater discrimination in traditionally feminine field. This intersectional discrimination, which may manifest as bullying, harassment, or even physical violence, is not just theoretical, but impacts LGBTQIA+ employees' professional lives on the daily basis and is reflected in statistics. LGBTQIA+ workers, particularly those from Black communities, experience disproportionately high rates of bullying and harassment in the workplace. Furthermore, 79% of trans employees have experienced bullying at work. In total, over half, 52%, of all LGBTQIA+ workers surveyed in the UK report facing some form of bullying, harassment, or discrimination related to their sexual and/or gender identity within the past 5 years. Moreover, while sexual harassment remains widespread in the workplace, affecting all women, lesbian women reported disproportionately higher experiences of harassment. Experiencing sexual harassment linked to both their gender and sexual orientation. This disparity can be explained by research, which suggests that women who do not adhere to traditional feminine norms are more frequently targeted for sexual harassment. Tokenism and microaggressions are pervasive issues that LGBTQIA+ individuals face in the workplace that both heavily rely on and perpetuate harmful stereotypes. Tokenism often involves the superficial inclusion of LGBTQIA+ individuals to give the appearance of diversity, without meaningfully addressing systemic inequalities or providing real support. This can leave individuals feeling undervalued and isolated, as they may be expected to represent an entire group rather than being recognised for their specific contributions. Microaggressions, which include subtle verbal or behavioural slights, further exacerbate these experiences of being singled out or stereotyped. LGBTQIA+ individuals regularly encounter comments that reinforce stereotypes or make them feel othered, such as being asked intrusive questions about their identity or being subjected to demeaning remarks. For transgender individuals, these microaggressions can be particularly damaging, as they often face misgendering or dismissive attitudes towards their gender identity. The experiences of tokenism and microaggression, in other words, lack genuine inclusion, have implications for LGBTQIA+ career decisions. 1 in 3 LGBTQIA+ workers surveyed globally are actively looking to change employers in order to find a more LGBTQIA+ inclusive workplace. A further intersectional consideration reveals that this statistic is even more pronounced for ethnic minorities, with just over half looking to change for a more LGBTQIA+ inclusive employer. LGBTQIA+ employees face significant pay disparities. For example, college-educated LGBTQIA+ workers in the US earn 22% less on average than their heterosexual cisgender counterparts. This wage gap persists even when controlling for similar qualifications and educational backgrounds, revealing the ongoing economic disadvantage faced by LGBTQIA+ individuals in the workplace. However, while studies show that gay men tend to earn 7% less than similarly qualified heterosexual men, lesbian women tend to earn more than their heterosexual counterparts, earning on average 7% more than similarly qualified heterosexual women. These phenomena are respectively referred to as the gay penalty and lesbian premium. These disparities are most prominent within the private and non-profit sectors, when perceived masculinity and the gendered dynamics of fatherhood and motherhood influence earnings. Gay men, often viewed as more feminine and less likely to become fathers, tend to earn less than their heterosexual peers, while lesbian women, often perceived as more masculine and less likely to be mothers, tend to earn more than heterosexual women. Studies of bisexual individuals suggest that bisexual men earn less than their heterosexual peers, and bisexual women also face lower earnings compared to heterosexual women. The bisexual penalty results in 5% less earnings for bisexual women than their heterosexual counterparts, a 9% reduction for bisexual men compared to similarly qualified heterosexual peers. Additionally, trans individuals face substantial wage gaps. Research indicates that trans women earn less after transitioning, while trans men may experience a slight wage increase after transition. In fact, the trans women penalty results in a 20% reduction in annual earnings for trans women after transitioning. Furthermore, trans individuals are generally less likely to be employed than their cisgender counterparts, and they are also more likely to receive lower wages across the board. The rainbow glass ceiling refers to the structural and cultural barriers that hinder LGBTQIA+ individuals from advancing to the highest levels of leadership. Despite some progress in achieving mid-level management roles, LGBTQIA+ individuals occupied less than 1% of available board seats in 2023. For transgender individuals, the path to progression and leadership is particularly steep, as they experience disproportionately high levels of intergroup bias, harassment, violence, and discrimination compared to their cisgender colleagues. Interestingly, research shows disparities in how these barriers manifest. Lesbian women are statistically less likely to hold managerial roles than their heterosexual female counterparts, while gay men are more likely than heterosexual men to secure supervisory positions. However, this representation does not extend to the upper echelons of leadership, illustrating how biases and systemic inequalities constrain career progression in nuanced and deeply entrenched ways.